With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Columbia University agreed Friday to put its Middle East Studies department under new supervision and overhaul its rules for protests and student discipline. That's an acquiescence to an ultimatum from the Trump administration to implement those and other changes or risk losing billions of dollars in federal funding. And part of the sweeping reforms include adopting a new definition of anti-Semitism and expanding intellectual diversity. The White House is condemning the rising vandalism of Tesla cars and showrooms. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the attacks are despicable, and the Democrats have remained largely silent about them, in some cases apparently encouraging demonstrators to lower the value of Tesla stock. President Trump has said Tesla vandalism amounts to domestic terrorism. Meanwhile, the president proposing a takeover of Ukraine's power plants. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president made the offer during a Wednesday phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky as a way to ensure the power plant's security. White House spokeswoman Karoline Leavitt.
The United States could be very helpful in running those plants with its electricity and utility expertise. American ownership of those plants would be the best protection for that infrastructure and support for Ukrainian energy infrastructure.
The president held calls this past week with both the Russian and Ukrainian leaders seeking a ceasefire and ultimate end to the war. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Attorney Mark Weaver says there's a good reason the DOJ is proceeding with caution and bringing criminal charges against officials who may have committed crimes under President Biden's administration.
Well, let's remember that the other branches or the other departments in government, the Interior Department, the Treasury Department, they can get a lot done without the other branches. But the Justice Department has to go to the judicial branch to get something done.
That's Attorney Mark Weaver, and this is SRN News. Another victory for religious freedom.
This one is in Wisconsin. A Christian teacher has won a settlement with a school district over his refusal to use the preferred pronouns of students living as the opposite sex. Jordan Cernak was fired for rejecting the directive from the Argyle School District. Now he's being paid $20,000 in damages and says, quote, "I am grateful that there was some resolution to this matter and will continue to encourage teachers to stand up for their beliefs." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mainline Protestant denominations are losing ground. When the Episcopal Church announced cuts to its national staff last month, it was the latest in a long-running cycle. Declines in membership leading to declines in funding and thus in staff. The Presbyterian Church USA announcing similar cuts to its staff at its headquarters and in its global missions program recently. The United Methodist Church, undergoing a major schism, has settled into a historically low budget as well. This is SRN News. More bad news for Elon Musk and Tesla.
As Tesla CEO Elon Musk wraps up his second month in the White House, leading the Department of Government Efficiency, Tesla owners are trading in their electric vehicles at record levels. That's according to an analysis by national car shopping site Edmunds. Tesla stock continues to fall as the company's dealerships become the site of more protest and vandalism. Musk has told his employees to hang on to their stock despite its sinking value. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Baseball's Premier League is the latest to fall in line with the Trump administration's diversity directive.
Major League Baseball has removed references to diversity from its MLB careers homepage following an executive order by President Donald Trump that could lead to possible federal action against organizations using DEI programs in contravention of his administration's interpretation of civil rights law.
That is correspondent Gethin Kulba reporting. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.